If you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. That's how Carol Bonacero views the current attempts to reform the senior executive service. Bonacero, the president of the Senior Executives Association, has written a commentary on federalnewsradio.com responding to our series, Fixing the SES. I asked Bonacero to look back on the history of reforms to the SES, a history nearly as old as the service itself.
I think apart from the pay issue, which became very severe and which was fixed in the late 80s, the problems that we were talking about or things that people wanted to fix were not substantial. They weren't causing heartburn. They weren't getting in the way of getting things done in government. Now, I think things, of course, are very different. They've become very different over the last 10 or 15 years. And at the same time, however, there are very divergent viewpoints. And I suppose to take its starkest counterpoint, you can look at the Hill and the folks who regularly call for senior executives' heads, and then look at others who are taking a more academic view about the need for mobility or a different kind of leadership. So when you have that kind of conversation with people talking about entirely different issues, it seems to me it's pretty difficult to get anywhere with regard to what you're going to do to, quote, fix the SES. And I always say the SES itself doesn't need fixing. I think some other things need fixing, like the Congress's proclivity to keep passing pernicious legislation.
And I think the point of your column, don't mean to be putting words into your mouth, but is that there doesn't need to be legislation to address some of the SES's most critical issues. That some of these things are just a question of leadership and will. And do you sense that right now there is will and a sense from leaders within the Obama administration that it's time to take a big look at the SES?
I think there's certainly interest in the part of at least some in the administration. I'm not sure how they view all of the problems that you addressed in the series, because we look at some of the kinds of efforts they're undertaking. Of course, onboarding is excellent. It's needed. But working on hiring reforms, I think, is frankly of less concern than dealing with all the detractors that have resulted in so few able and talented GS-14s and 15s wanting to enter the SES to begin with. So it's just a question of where their focus is and whether we can overcome some of the really seemingly intractable problems with getting, for example, sufficient presidential recognition of the SES, and even though he did speak to them in December, and dealing with all the downward pressure on performance ratings and performance awards. But these are all things that can be dealt with administratively through leadership interest and commitment to this career core.
In speaking about this column, you told me, if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. Can you elaborate on that? How does that apply to this situation?
Well, absolutely, because I think that everyone or groups that come to this issue of, quote, fixing the SES have start with a different premise about what's wrong. And if we don't agree on what the problem is we want to fix, or which is to say where we're going, then any road gets us there. So we're inevitably not going to be in agreement with regard to the proposed fixes. I mean, certainly if you left this to Congress, the fixes would all be punitive ones, which would get us nowhere. But I'm just not certain where this mass of interest is going to come out, because I suspect that some will focus on, gee, we need different kinds of people in the SES, different kinds of talent. Others may well focus on, gee, it's so difficult to go through the process of application. You know, everyone has a different hymn book they're singing from.
We're speaking with Carol Bonocero. She's president of the Senior Executives Association. You've shared your opinion in this commentary about what's urgently required, things like growing leaders and adjusting pay. But you say, above all, stop the beatings.
Well, the congressional focus on the SES, which started with a handful of executives, whether it was from GSA, IRS, CA, that they view as responsible for scandals, and therefore that the entire core needed legislation, punitive legislation directed at it, or in some cases, just one department, namely the VA. And all of that static on the Hill, all of that media attention has just been so negative. And obviously, when you look at what's happened to some of these folks, there can well be an inhibitor on risk-taking and innovation. And the administration has not pushed back. So the feeling is, in some quarters, certainly, that they're under siege. And you combine that with the president's yearly dropping the number of presidential rank awards, for example, as though he is I can't figure anything else out, as though he's fearful of giving too many, and the downward pressure on ratings and so on. And it all adds up to an awful lot of negativity and not much recognition. And the one thing we know about people is frankly, the recognition is more important than the money. Not to say people can't use the money and that they don't deserve it, because they do. But the real issue is being recognized for the kinds of jobs they do, the quality of work they do. And that just doesn't come across in this kind of atmosphere.
We've talked about how you believe that there are sort of two conversations going. I mean, one that's focusing on the punitive end, another one that's focusing perhaps on chipping away at the problem, the onboarding and the like. What is going to bridge the gap and actually accelerate the conversation so that there becomes action and perhaps consensus? I mean, do you see that happening at all?
Gee, that's a very good question, because at most days I find it hard to imagine how that could happen. But I think that ultimately we're going to have to get some more voices in this conversation. You know, if you talk privately to most people in the business community, they will tell you how important they believe the career executive service is, because these are the folks that they're dealing with in government. And it's critical to them that they be well qualified and experienced and talented. And so they recognize the kind of damage that is being done, that can be done to the career SES. Yet you don't hear any business leaders speaking out with regard to civil service issues. You don't even hear, frankly, folks in academia. I mean, where are the deans of the schools of public administration, the schools of government? We have to broaden the conversation around this, I think, before we're going to see something begin to change. And I think we're also going to have to see the administration, frankly, put its money where its mouth is. And when we have more of this punitive legislation, as I suspect we will, be willing to exercise the veto, be willing to speak out on behalf of the civil service.